local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, welcome to summer, almost. We're there here very shortly. It's summertime officially. Now it can get hot. Dr. Bill has details on the way in his forecast. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to the morning so far. If you're traveling in for Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway, light traffic downtown for the tunnels to Dolphin Island Parkway and the 65 split. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, a perfect start to the morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel of Point Clear and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 244 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for four bills. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2 for $4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
This is NHRA funny car driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
How can we make Alabama a more beautiful state? By keeping our roads, highways, schools, and communities litter-free. It doesn't take much but to think before you act. So what does the next generation say?
Pick it up, man.
Take pride in your school. Did you just litter?
Clean it up, dude.
How can you make a difference? Adopt a mile. Join the Alabama Clean Campus Program or join in the Spring Cleanup or Alabama Coastal Cleanup. And remember,
don't drop it on Alabama.
This message by People Against a Littered State, the ABA, ALDOT, and this station.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And let me correct myself. I was looking at the Eastern Time. It was 5:07 Central Time, so now it is officially summer.
Yay!
So it's here. Now it can get hot.
Love it.
Summer solstice, the longest day of the year, marking the exact moment when the sun's direct rays reach as far north as they ever get, or at least each year, appearing straight overhead along the Tropic of Cancer, which is, by the way, good book, classic book, if you ever get a chance to read it. Not for the kids. For grown folks.
You have to put that disclaimer
yes,
out
right.
there.
It's not for the, I don't want to say adult, that has a whole nother connotation, but it's a grown-up's book. We'll put it that way. As a result, it takes the sun takes its highest and longest path through the sky on this day. The reason we have solstices and seasons is because, of course, the Earth is tilted on its axis at about 23.5 degrees, causes each hemisphere to receive different amounts of sunlight throughout the year. In June, the northern hemisphere is at its greatest tilt towards the sun, bringing us more direct sunlight and warmer temperatures, or hot temperatures, opposite south of the equator, where June 21st marks the shortest day of the year. So there you go. It's summer now, officially, so do whatever you do. Like, it's been summer since May around here. Gulf Coast, yeah, that's what's great about Bill Finch's Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast is he challenges these ideas about seasons mm-hmm. that are built around the Northeast or Europe or whatever, and he talks about what the seasons really are on the Gulf Coast, because we've got like three different summers around here. You know, you have the American summer, and you have the Gulf summer, and the hurricane summer. They're all kind of different parts.
I thought you were going to say hot, hotter, and hottest.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Yes,
very right? true.
Although sometimes I'd say, and we can talk to Dr. Bill about this, but if you look at high temperatures, quite often we reach our series of high temperatures in June and July, and actually generally cool down by a few degrees as we get later in July, August, because we get more rain. You know, it doesn't have all day to get hot, because by then the thunderstorms build up and cool us down.
And shall we talk about humidity and if you have curls?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
That's why I got all
Welcome
my hair cut
back,
off yesterday.
Cotter.
That's why I got my hair cut off yesterday, because I was starting to curl big time. All right. It is a Thursday as well. That means our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us talking about where to go fishing before the rain starts each afternoon.
And that's pretty important, especially if you are experienced or a newbie.
That's right. He can help you out. And of course, the popular podcast, if you don't catch his fishing report, it's one of the most popular items on the website to download each week. But we'll talk more about that coming up. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. News out of Mississippi. This happened earlier in the week, but we've been really, you know, wrapped up with our national news. But I wanted to tell you about this. Out of Mississippi this morning, a mom is now charged with murder after authorities say she left her child in a hot car. The vehicle was parked at the woman's home in the driveway in Van Cleve. Little 10-month-old Cash Barnovich died when he was left in the vehicle. And they don't know for how long this baby was in this vehicle. This happened back on June 14th. His 28-year-old mother, Elizabeth Marie, has been charged with murder. Autopsy results are now back, and the cause of little Cash's death was hyperthermia.
Mm.
And as we talk about, you know, this is summertime, right? So we have to be mindful of these temperatures. We have to be mindful of children and our elderly and even pets, you know. Just take an extra couple of seconds and check in the back seat. The mother right now being held without bond at the Jackson County Adult Detention Center on a second-degree murder charge. You know, with friends like these, sometimes you have to wonder, do you even need friends? There's a victim who was trying to be a good friend, but he ended up being a carjacking victim. So right now, Mobile Police need your help to find Jawan Berryhill and Jalen Jones, and here's why. The two gentlemen, and I use that title loosely, they asked for a ride from their friend from the Birdsville section of town to go over to Nelly Street. But when the victim stopped the vehicle to let them out, you know, being a nice person, instead of saying get out at the next green light, they pulled out guns, they started shooting at this victim, and then they swiped his vehicle. So if you're looking for, I should say the Mobile Police are looking for Berryhill, who is 19 years old, 6 feet tall, weighs 150 pounds. Jones is 20 years old, 5 foot 8 inches tall, and he also weighs 150 pounds. They are now on the run, which means that police need your help to find them. 251-208-7211 is the Crime Stoppers hotline. You do not have to leave your name, but boy, would they love to get that information and get those gentlemen off the street.
How about males? Just males, not gentlemen, males.
Them.
Yeah.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is found dead lying in the street. This morning, authorities in Escambia County, Florida are looking for his killer. Deputies were dispatched to Edison and Trenton Drives at 10:15 last night. The victim is a black man shot multiple times. A popular Midtown pub made famous by its burgers was a crime scene last night. A 65-year-old man was stabbed inside Callahan's Irish Social Club. Witnesses told News 5 people in the bar were able to hold the suspect until police police arrived. We do not know the condition of the victim this morning. Mobile County's school superintendent says an investigation into hazing within Davidson High School's football team will likely not be complete before she retires next week.
Certainly, we want to make sure that all the facts are known before anything is done.
The family of the victim is calling for the team's coaching staff to be fired, calling hazing a systemic problem. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic Hideous Pink or Regal Purple boxes. In the mail for just a buck a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
The Daphne Library Summer Reading Program will offer a free drum circle workshop June 26 at 3:30 p.m. Community drum circles are a fun way to bring people together and a great way for people to explore their creativity. Teens and tweens are invited to drum together and connect with your own inner rhythm. Join in for an exciting musical experience. Seating is limited, so call 621-2818, extension 211 to register. Sponsored by Friends of the Daphne Public Library.
All right, 616 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad you're here. Remember, FMTalk1065.com for podcast information on these shows, like this one, midday show, shows in the evening, shows on the weekend. We got them all lined up for you right there. One of those shows you could get is Prep Sports Report, where you'll find my friend Corey LeBounty on Saturday mornings. But you'll find him right here in studio, pinch hitting for Dalton Norwig this morning and sports. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Kelly.
Goes wild.
I appreciate it.
Back.
And here's your Mobile Morning Sports Report. The SEC continues to dominate in the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Arkansas defeated Texas Tech 7-4 and is now one win away from the championship game. The Diamond Hogs now await the winner of the Florida-Texas Tech game that will be played tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Because Arkansas is undefeated, the Razorbacks will get two opportunities to advance to the title game. Mississippi State will battle Oregon State tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. and could set up an all-SEC national championship game.
That is what I'm talking about.
For the second consecutive year.
How it should be.
The NBA draft will be held tonight from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York at 6 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. University of Alabama freshman point guard Colin Sexton is expected to be a lottery selection and will become the first player from an Alabama high school or college selected in the opening round of the NBA draft since 2010, when DeMarcus Cousins of LaFleur High School and Eric Bledsoe of Parker High School were chosen. Colin Sexton would also become the first Alabama player selected in the first round since Gerald Wallace in 2001. The Phoenix Suns have the first pick in tonight's draft and are expected to select 19-year-old University of Arizona big man DeAndre Ayton, who averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds per game. The Sacramento Kings have the second pick, followed by the Atlanta Hawks, Memphis Grizzlies, and picking fifth will be the Dallas Mavericks. Yesterday in Russia at the FIFA World Cup, Portugal defeated Morocco 1-0. Uruguay squeaked by Saudi Arabia 1-0, and Spain beat Iran 1-0. All three scores were identical. In today's action, Denmark plays Australia, France takes on Peru, and Argentina will play Croatia. In Major League Baseball action, the Blue Jays bounced the Braves 5-4. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cardinals 4-3. The Cubs blanked the Dodgers 4-0. And the Yankees get a two-run homer from Giancarlo Stanton in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to defeat the Mariners 7-5. The Mobile Bay Bears return back to action tonight, hosting a six-game homestand with the Tennessee Smokies at the Hank. Starting pitch time is scheduled for 6:35, weather permitting. And that's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports.
You know, I'd like to point out that early in the week, you and I had a discussion. We all three of us had a discussion here about Uruguay.
Yes.
Because I was one to say Uruguay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Uruguay. Mm-hmm. And so we went through and we did our due diligence, did our research, and it's Uruguay. Which Uruguay sounds like something some of my kin would say. Uruguay. There's no like why. It's Uruguay.
That's
Uruguay.
Right.
Uruguay. Uruguay. So now that has become a conversation on social media.
Ah.
Everybody debating about Uruguay. I want to say, if you listen to Corey on Mobile Mornings earlier this week, you didn't know Uruguay.
That's kind of like Cuba, too. Some people say Cuba. Some say
Cuba.
Cuba, see?
Right.
Cuba está okay.
See? Oh.
But you can say, but you would have, but I mean, if you have no reason, like if you're an American and you have no Cuban family.
You can't just throw that accent in there.
Right. You can't do like national newscasters.
That,
you know,
just burns me up when people did this.
They want to overdo it.
Yes.
With the, I mean, like I said, I for the first 7 years of my life, I spoke Spanish as well as I did English. I lived in a Latin community, and still, I'm, you know, not from there. So
uh-huh.
It's Cuba, you know? Cuba.
See,
throw those stuff in. All right, be right back.
Dauphin Island's West End Beach is open and ready for you to come and enjoy the sun, beautiful beaches, and waters of the Gulf. Free movies again this Thursday, Paddington 2, and Friday night, it's Smurfs, The Lost Village. On Sunday at 6:15, Lisa Mills is in concert. Admission is $5 if you're 13 and over, and as always, no glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Concert proceeds go to the Little Red Schoolhouse Fund. Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident without injuries at Laurentine and Rangeline Road this morning. Yeah, their data looks pretty good so far for the 65 split traveling downtown across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort for now. You're checking in accident-free. Arkin in the Park is back this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:23, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Corey. Good morning and happy first day of summer, everyone.
Yes.
We have to remind you of that because it's going to be another...
Now today it can get hot.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, here's the deal. We now have more information about a state senator's son who was shot earlier this week. Foley police, they do confirm that they have arrested 29-year-old O'Neill O.J. McCaskey. He turned himself into authorities on Tuesday. McCaskey is a suspect in Monday's early morning shooting on East Azalea Avenue. Investigators say McCaskey drove to the home of the victim, who we know is Akil Figures, the son of State Senator Vivian Figures, went to that home, and there was a discussion, an argument over a woman. Police say Figures was shot twice in the lower hip area. McCaskey's been on the run. Witnesses did report seeing a vehicle leave that area at a high rate of speed. As for Akil Michael Figures, he was shot, like I said, twice in the leg and thigh. He was taken via a private vehicle to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Authorities say, though, he did give officers false information about his identity. But he did survive the shooting, which is very important to let our listeners know. Hey, beginning today, if you want to go to Montgomery, you don't feel like driving, you know, they call Montgomery the Gump, right?
The Gump. Okay. Yeah, that's
right. If you don't want to drive to the Gump, you can fly to the Gump. Beginning today, direct air service to Montgomery from Mobile. One-way fares start at $42.
There you go.
That's very nice.
And the flight time is what? I mean, it's because I mean, by the time you get up, you get up to altitude.
It's time to land.
It's time to bring that baby back down. It's like the Mobile Pensacola flights they used to do. Maybe they still do it, but they used to do a Mobile Pensacola.
Really?
And like, heck, as soon as they get up,
they don't even bother serving any types of drinks
anything. Nothing.
Never mind. Okay, so this connection is courtesy of Via Air. We know we've been talking about Via Air for some time, a low-cost carrier, which in recent months started offering direct flights from Mobile and Montgomery to Orlando, a Sanford International Airport in Florida. So for today, beginning today again, this brings about a bonus, as they say here in Mobile, because on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, there's now an early afternoon flight from Mobile to Montgomery. So that's another way to get to the Gump. It also opens up several possibilities. If you got to go there for business and you want to come back midweek, they have you covered. So one-way fares vary between $74.20 and $41.95. I like the latter. More information, go to flyviaair.com. And this is just on the heels of, I know we were talking all things airport yesterday, Brooklyn.
That's for sure.
And Mobile. And you, my friend, got your hands on some knowledge.
Remember? Yeah, so if you want to, I got my hands on the fonts of knowledge on this, and Executive Director at the Mobile Airport Authority, Chris Curry, joined us in the 1 o'clock hour of Midday Mobile yesterday. So, back to what I was saying about podcast, you go to fmtalk1065.com, you click the link for podcast, you go to Midday Mobile, hour number 2 for Wednesday, and it's he's on almost the whole hour. So, if you just start at the beginning of that hour, you can hear the conversation, and folks were texting in their questions, and we're trying to get them answered one by one.
Yes.
So if you didn't catch it or you want to listen to it again, it's right there on our podcast page.
I just pitched that right over the plate for you.
Yes, you did. And it was on a tee. I'm only tee ball.
Oh, geez.
You went and set it on the tee.
No, I did not. I pitched it underhanded.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that.
And no balk. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Which I need to bring that picture back. Maybe that's still, that used to be my profile picture.
I know. I remember that cute T-ball. Little guy.
That's GAF
you
Park.
Had like you had the bowl cut?
It's close. Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know.
And the socks with the red stripes?
No, I have, yes, I have, that's for sure.
It's a yellow shirt. It's very strange. I remember that.
I think we were playing on the Yankees that year. I think it's
no offense, but I never played T-ball.
Well, we're not all, it's just athletically inclined.
Well, you catch like Blue Marlin. I mean,
well, yeah, but not with a glove.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Baldwin County School Board will vote today on a proposal to put a school resource officer in every Baldwin County school. The county currently has 30 officers covering 47 campuses. A lot to gain and little to lose when it comes to a potential move from Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn Aeroplex. That's according to the results of a feasibility study paid for by the Mobile Airport Authority. The study says the city of Mobile could see a $1 billion revenue increase over two decades if the airport is moved downtown. It appears Alabama has missed the train when it comes to a federal grant that would have restored Amtrak service in Mobile. Governor Kay Ivey had until the end of the day yesterday to commit $5.3 million in matching funds for the grant. Pritchard City Hall will not reopen until next week. Crews continue to clean up after sewage flooded the halls of City Hall on Monday. The mess stems from an unpaid water bill. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Gulf
Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an edit.
President Trump has reversed his policy of separating migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. But correspondent Nick Valencia reports the administration has offered no word on what's next for the over 2,000 children who've been sent to 17 states.
We still have no clarification as to how these families will go about being reunited. And as we understand it, officials and facilities are scrambling to figure it out as well. And as you could imagine, there's a large amount of skepticism among those that are detained that it will happen at all.
Protests in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, after a police officer shot unarmed 17-year-old Antoine Rose, who ran when the car he was riding in was pulled over. Allegheny Police Superintendent Coleman McDonough.
I would urge that people in the community give us a chance to conduct an objective investigation, and I guarantee that that's what they'll get from the Allegheny County Police.
Well, Wall Street futures are lower, but the NASDAQ will open at a new high with the opening bell this morning. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. U.S. producers of pork, already saddled with duties enacted in an earlier round of the escalating trade dispute with China, are bracing for further pain after Beijing hit the products with additional tariffs due to come into effect next month. China implemented a 25% duty on most U.S. pork items on April 2nd and a 15% tariff on a range of fruits and nuts in response to U.S. tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum products. Last week, it included both categories in a second round of tariffs to be imposed on July 6th. No other products have been listed twice. Smith & Wesson parent company American Outdoor Brands plans to lower ad spending and firearms production to address what's expected to be at least another year of falling gun sales. Sales, which peaked just above $900 million in the business year, ended in April 2017, fueled by concerns about tougher gun ownership laws, are expected to fall for the third consecutive year. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I guess now officially it can get hot, right?
Yes, it is. It's all set up now. Summer has arrived, and we can expect temperatures in the 90s. Well, it's been in the 90s.
That's right. I mean, it was that way in spring, too, so I don't know that I'll be able to tell anything other than today, the longest day.
It's a gradual merger into summer.
Right.
We're up around 90 degrees today, but that doesn't tell the whole story because the heat index would put us about 100 for this afternoon. We have a better chance now that we'll see some thunderstorms around this afternoon because an upper air weather disturbance is moving across Alabama, and that'll help set off some thunderstorms. It looks like northern Alabama will get most of the thunderstorm activity. But again, most of that will be this afternoon. And as for tonight, well, there's a possibility that we could see some isolated thunderstorms around, mainly in the evening hours, low tonight to around 75 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high will be anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees. And again, the heat index tomorrow could top 100, perhaps up to about 102.
Yeah.
As for the weekend, looking good for outside activities, although on the hot side, it will be a good weekend for getting down to the beaches, because temperatures will be up around 92 to 93 degrees for Saturday and Sunday, and just a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm both days. And this hot weather will carry into Monday with low 90s and a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, how are things looking in the tropics?
Another good day for the tropics. The only activity is still a lot of thunderstorms along the Texas coast, where that tropical wave moved in several days ago, and some scattered thunderstorms across the Caribbean and also in the Atlantic, but nothing developing at this time.
Dr. Bill, question for you for our early morning risers. Approximately what time did summer kick off?
Officially at 5:07 this morning.
Just wanted to make sure we knew.
That's right. That's when I did the sacrifice of the Pop-Tarts, right?
Oh,
that's how I brought the
and the hula skirt.
Well, that's kind of every day that ends in Y that I wear that.
Oh, boy. Like, that sounds like a good, healthy breakfast.
That's right. Absolutely. Dr. Bill, thank you. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. Hey, speaking
Pop-Tart.
Of getting...
Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
What flavor?
What I have this one? Brown sugar.
Oh, so, our daughter loves that,
yeah.
That flavor.
Well, they're good. I shouldn't be eating them, but as you know, I've been the bachelor this week, right? And I did good earlier in the week. I cooked my eggs, my protein stuff ahead of time.
Yep. So, and those tomatoes.
Yes, and I did that earlier in the week. I fell down this morning. Not literally,
You're
but
human.
I fell down in my responsibility, and I stopped at... I risked... This is how much I wanted breakfast. I stopped at the convenience store that's near here.
So those Pop-Tarts were like $10.
Yeah, number one, they're $10. Number two, I had to have my head on swivel,
right.
Because the
even though people aren't supposed to walk on the interstates, the transient community seems to be close to the interstate, right?
And it's we're close to Party Time USA.
Exactly, and they were Party Time USA-ing out there. Oh, speaking of which, I brought this up a couple times, and I think I put a picture on Twitter before about it. If not, I'll try to get another one and post it back up. Have y'all seen this this liquor that's not liquor in the convenience stores now?
No.
See, it's obviously it shows the kind of convenience stores I go to.
Right. But are they at the ABC stores?
I don't know. I don't.
Or are they at the grocery stores?
No, it's at the it's
like
at
the CVS,
at the corner stores.
Yeah, at the convenient gas stations, and it is. So it's made to look, I think I have put these pictures up, it's made to look like liquor. Because I remember months ago when I first saw it, I stopped the clerk, I said, how are you selling liquor at a, you know, non-liquor store? Mm-hmm. They said, oh, it's wine. I said, but it's made to look like bourbon, made to look like vodka, look like gin. It's a bunch of different names. I have to go back through the pictures and look. But they have these bottles set up, and they sure do look like liquor bottles, but I guess the percentage of alcohol or something, you know, we get in the ridiculousness of booze laws in the state of Alabama where this thing is okay and this thing's not. Either you sell it or you don't.
So you're putting in a situation where a child could go in.
Sure, but the child could go get beer too and walk up.
What I'm saying, is it that pretty? Is it that?
It looks like a liquor bottle, yeah.
Okay.
And they're sitting right there by the counter because what do you need before you? I mean, the last thing, you know, okay, I guess I got my stuff. Oh, I need some Tic Tacs and a fifth of vodka, you know, to get back in the vehicle.
And some Big League Chew.
Right. And it's sitting right there. And I see it about the store I went to this morning. They have it. But, yeah, I said, hey, is that liquor? They said, no, it's wine. So, by definition, somehow alcohol content, how they make it or whatever, doesn't qualify as a liquor, qualifies as a wine. I'll keep your name anonymous if you want to text in. If you've had some, you can tell me what this stuff tastes like or what it actually, I mean, is it tastes like a liquor or tastes like a wine? It sure looks like liquor, even though they say it's not. So I don't know.
You know, our friends over at Cottage Joe Package,
yes,
they,
like, they don't
know
carry
all
that.
About that.
Right, but that's the kind of stuff the Manises don't carry.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Like, this would be the yin to the yang, the polar opposite of the stuff they can't carry at Cottage Joe Package. This would be not real liquor and not real good. All right, 641, we're coming right back. Hey, little brother, what's the chance of meeting you here at Mobile Bay Coins?
I'm here getting a get-out-of-the-doghouse gift because of the new dog.
I didn't know that y'all bought a new dog.
Dave, I didn't buy one. The wife was driving down DIP, and there was this dog on the side of the road. She said it looked like it was hitchhiking, so she stopped the car and opened her door, and he jumped right in. She takes the dog to the vet, checked for an owner, and then, of course, she bought bedding, food, toys, the whole kit and caboodle, even a doggy coat. Now she decided to call him Mr. Wiggles.
Wow.
Last night, she tried to coax him onto the chair with her, but he was not having it. Stupid me opened my big mouth. I told her, maybe he doesn't want to be Mr. Wiggles. He just wants to be Ed. The dumb dog barks, jumps on the couch with me. Now he follows me everywhere I go in the house and only acknowledges her when she feeds him. Somehow, it's all my fault.
Hey, little brother, you go in first. Sounds like you need more help than I do.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department just wrapping up an accident off of Laurentine and Rangeline Road. We've had a pretty good ride so far. Beyond that, if you're traveling over towards the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, looking good. And northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays on the way in this morning. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale. They offer so much more flooring options in those big box stores at a better price. Offering waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwood, exotics, and more. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your At the Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Okay, wow, what a day.
Yeah, huh?
Friday Junior?
Yes, that's right. Friday Eve, here we are.
All right, I'm just going to do two quick headlines because I'm blown away by these stories that I'm hearing during break. Okay, here's a very quick, very serious story. A search continues this morning for an inmate housed at Metro Jail who walked away from his work release program on Tuesday. At approximately 7:50 a.m., officials say Jesse Rhodes, he was an inmate at the jail. He walked away from that work release program. Jail officials were notified by Ideal Truck Service, and detectives immediately started to search for Jesse Rhodes. If you have information regarding Jesse Rhodes, that's his name, one more time, contact MCSO at 251-574-8633. Because we always talk about this, Sean and Corey, that if it's a day that ends in Y, there's something to celebrate, right?
Yeah, that's
true. Do you know what today is?
I have not checked yet. Yesterday was National Bald Eagle Day, right?
Okay, yes, sir. Corey?
I don't have a clue, Kelly.
Okay, I'm here to tell you. It's selfie day.
Oh, like people need encouragement for that.
Right. So, because you know you get your Facebook alerts. So this alert, I just had to share with everyone. Here's what it says. Whether they're silly, sweet, or stunning, selfies are a way to show the world, quote, this is me, right here, right now. So today, take your self-portraits to the next level with our new selfie camera effect.
Okay.
More than 161,000 people have liked and shared this message. I'm just telling you, it's selfie day. And coming up in our next hit, I'll tell you about Instagram and what they're doing when it comes to your video service. Makes a difference. If you're an IG poster, it's kind of like what Twitter did when they allowed you to have more characters.
Yes.
IG, giving you plenty of time to make those videos and post them.
All right, good deal.
Yeah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is found dead lying in the street. This morning, authorities in Escambia County, Florida are looking for his killer. Deputies were dispatched to Edison and Trenton Drives at 10:15 last night. The victim is a black man shot multiple times. A popular Midtown pub made famous by its burgers was a crime scene last night. A 65-year-old man was stabbed inside Callahan's Irish Social Club. Witnesses told News 5 people in the bar were able to hold the suspect until police arrived. We do not know the condition of the victim this morning. Mobile County's school superintendent says an investigation into hazing within Davidson High School's football team will likely not be complete before she retires next week.
Certainly, we want to make sure that all the facts are known before anything is done.
The family of the victim is calling for the team's coaching staff to be fired, calling hazing a systemic problem. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
All right, 647 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check sports. Our buddy Corey Labounty fill it in for Dalton Orwig. What you got today? What's hot today?
Bring the heat, bro.
I tell you what, we've got a lot of sports on deck for you this morning on the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. The SEC continues to dominate in the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Arkansas defeated Texas Tech 7-4 and is now one win away from the championship game. The Diamond Hogs now await the winner of the Florida-Texas Tech game that will be played tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Because Arkansas is undefeated, the Razorbacks will get two opportunities to advance to the title game. Mississippi State will battle Oregon State tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. and could set up an all-SEC national championship game for the second consecutive year, which will make a lot of people outside of the Southeast very happy. The NBA draft will be held tonight from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York at 6 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. University of Alabama freshman point guard Colin Sexton is expected to be a lottery selection and would become the first player from an Alabama high school or college selected in the opening round of the NBA draft since 2010, when DeMarcus Cousins from LaFleur High School and Eric Bledsoe from Parker High School in Birmingham were chosen. Colin Sexton would also become the first Alabama player selected in the first round since Gerald Wallace in 2001. The Phoenix Suns have the first pick in tonight's draft and are expected to select 19-year-old University of Arizona big man DeAndre Ayton, who averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds for the Wildcats. The Kings have the second pick, followed by the Atlanta Hawks, the Memphis Grizzlies, and picking fifth will be the Dallas Mavericks. Yesterday in Russia at the FIFA World Cup, Portugal defeated Morocco 1-0, Uruguay squeaked by Saudi Arabia 1-0, and Spain beat Iran 1-0. All 1-0 scores, very rare that you'll see that in FIFA World Cup. In today's action, Denmark plays Australia, France takes on Peru, and Argentina will play Croatia. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Blue Jays bounced the Braves 5-4, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cardinals 4-3, and the Cubs blanked the Dodgers 4-0. The Yankees keep the best record in the majors and get a two-run homer from Giancarlo Stanton in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to defeat the Mariners 7-5. The Mobile Bay Bears return to action tonight, hosting a six-game homestand versus the Tennessee Smokies at the Hank. Starting pitch is scheduled for 6:35. And just in case, Sean and Kelly, there's inclement weather. Yes. Tonight at Cottage Hill Warrior Gymnasium, starting at 6 o'clock p.m., the Mobile Hurricanes, led by head coach Ladera Bell, will take on the Mobile Police Department, known as the MPD Ballers, led by Police Chief Lawrence Batiste.
Love it.
All proceeds tonight go to benefit the Hurricanes' participation in the 2018 Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle, Washington. Admission is only $5, so please come out and not only support the MPD, but the Mobile Hurricanes, who are going to try to win a national championship at the Special Olympics.
That's good stuff.
And that's a look at the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
So I'm just guessing. I have not watched the Ballers yet, but Chief Batiste, I would say, probably plays point.
He does. He's the point
because,
man.
Because, number one, it would make sense for the Chief to play point. Number two,
That's right.
He and I are about the same height, so we're not going to be the low man. You know, we're not down underneath. We're depending on us for, you know, ball control, shooting some threes, that kind of stuff.
Please pack the heat. They better bring the heat.
Heat tonight. The Hurricanes are going to bring it.
Oh, I know. Those are Olympians.
That's for sure. Good stuff. 6:52. We'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, a couple accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. A nice ride still over the Bayway and the Causeway. For traffic in for Daphne and Spanish Fort downtown at 65 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. And again, finding light traffic on the way in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your traded value and out-the-door price to get just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
This car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey.
Bill, stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
All right, 654 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. And Corey, good morning. Vincent Paul Figaro, back behind bars. He has robbery and kidnapping charges lodged against him. Prior to this, on Tuesday, he was arrested and charged and named the primary suspect in that recent carjacking of a woman in Mobile. Remember this story? Back on June 10th, Rachel Corona said a man approached her vehicle as she was on her way to work at 3 a.m. This concerns me because we know how early we come to work, Sean. Just want to put that out there. She's on her way to work at 3 a.m. when she says that she was forced to jump from her moving vehicle after Figaro took the wheel of the vehicle. She suffered bruises and scratches and a concussion. Now, Figaro is also the suspect, and this is where the new news is coming in a May 26th robbery and kidnapping case. In that case, authorities say he forced a man into the trunk of his own vehicle. Do you hear me? He forced a man into the trunk of his own vehicle. Police say he carjacked the man before forcing him to try to take out $1,000 from his bank account. When the man was not able to withdraw that much money from his account, well, he took the man's wallet and phone and forced him into the trunk. Figaro then left the victim there. I'm sure I'm saying his name incorrectly.
I'm just saying Figaro.
Well, here's the deal. Him, after being arrested and charged, he said this. I know they got the wrong person. I'm going to get it straight when I get to court, though.
Mm-hmm.
As for his rap sheet, it includes four concurrent 20-year sentences for robbery first. Four additional robbery first charges were dropped as part of a plea deal. His latest charges, robbery first and kidnapping first.
Who'd thunk it?
Oh, let me go back to that quote. I know they got the wrong
That's
person.
Right.
I'm going to get it straight when I get to court, though. I hope he gets it straight, you know? Every person deserves their day in court, right?
That is true.
All right,
that
real quickly, true. I know the music is running, but IGTV, that's what it's all about. If you love your Instagram, you are so excited. Corey said he got the update yesterday. Now you can post longer videos. That's a big deal, Sean.
Yeah.
Full screen and vertically.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I've been doing when I do video, I've used Periscope with Twitter.
Uh-huh.
But now there's
I've
Instagram.
I've never Periscoped.
Yeah, I've Periscoped a good bit.
Mm-hmm. So the video section will feature content from people's users already following on your account. Instagram said there's a separate standalone mobile application on iOS and Android. Videos will start playing automatically when your app opens. Huh. Videos on IGTV will not be limited to just 1 minute. They can be up to an hour long for us regular people. Mm-hmm. But those who post for a living, they can get up to 10 hours.
There you go. So get ready. Kelly Finley, 10-hour videos.
Reading.
That's for sure.
Summer reading program. It's in full effect.
Right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. So, yeah, get those videos up and make sure to tag us in them.
Oh, yeah, let's make one today in studio.
Okay, we can do that.
All right.
Let me brush my hair, and we'll be right back.